Billy hovered behind Dexter as she skittered into the main bedroom.
How'd you like those toffee cookies, Willow? They were scrumptious, Lady Hopper. Call me Dextra, she softly replied. What about Auntie Dextra?
Tears fell from five of her eight eyes as she nodded.
I would love that very much. Auntie Dextra, when can I meet Celia?
After her nap. She gets tired easily. It keeps her from playing with other kids.
Billy saw the pictures on Dextra's wall. Cello is a hatchling and a cute little mite with red hair. Dextra plugged in her sewing machine and got her measuring tape.
Okay, Billy, let's get started.
Billy hovered up to eye level with her and tried her hardest to hover still.
I don't understand something, Auntie Dextra. What's that, sweetie?
Why do other kids ignore me just because I don't have stripes?
Dextra jotted down Billy's measurements and gestured her to rest on the bed.
That is a very good question, Billy.
Billy cuddled up to one of Dextra's silk pillows and said,
I feel like no one understands how I feel.
Dextra moved the mirror and opened the closet where she kept her woven blue moon silk and brought out a basket full of the glowing fabric.
I know that you believe that, my dear, but there are those in your life who at the very least can relate.
Like who?
Dextra threaded the needle and started up her machine as she gave her answer. Your Uncle Boston and Cousin Berna come to mind.
Berna? What would she have to feel bad about? She's so beautiful and kind.
Dextra's heart smiled and sank at the same time.
You and I both know she's ravishing, but other species measure beauty differently, and unfortunately Berna has formed a complex from her interactions with outsiders. As for Boston, he's had to live with the stigma because of the unusual shape of his artificial wings.
That's a horrible injustice, Auntie Dextra, sobbed Billy.
I concur, my little angel.